Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And I pray that you're able to bless the Lord today, regardless of your circumstances. The fruit of the Spirit is not only love, joy, and peace, but patience and long-suffering. And beloved, these are times in which we need all the attributes of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the very qualities and characteristics and attributes of the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today because I have a message that I'm starting today and I pray will be a real blessing to you. It relates to every single one of us. So regardless of where you may be in your spiritual walk, these are all truths we need to hear from the Scriptures. And I've entitled this message, Free Indeed. But before I begin, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege of being able to share the word of the Lord. Lord, that many hearts are being touched as this broadcast goes out over the airwaves or through the internet. Father, I thank you, Lord, that people will hear the word of the Lord, and by the Holy Spirit of God, that word will become quickened and alive to their hearts and to their lives. Father, we don't want to be just hearers of the word, but through the very empowering, anointing grace of God, that word can be made relevant to our lives. Father, we thank you for allowing the Spirit of God to move on holy men of old who penned down the Scriptures, Lord, millennia ago, some of them from the Old Testament, and then all the beautiful truths we have portrayed under the new covenant, Lord, written by Paul and Peter and John, so many beautiful things, the Gospels, Lord, that show us the will of the Lord and the way of the Lord. Father, we're grateful for that. And Father, we pray that you are going to perfect that work which you started in our lives when we came to you. And Lord, if anyone's listening who has not made that commitment to Jesus, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit drawing them. Because, Lord, no man can come to the Father unless the Spirit of God draw them. No one can be understand and can receive and be willing to accept Jesus as Savior unless they know their need, that they are in need of help. They are in need of being saved from this dark and evil and perilous time in which we are living. And so, Father, thank you, Lord, for ministering to your people. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need, regardless of what they may be. As we spend this time together, Father, I pray that every mind, every thought will be centered on you, on the Word of God. And as we're willing to do that, Lord, as we're willing to lay aside our needs, whatever those needs are, physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, circumstantial, that as we seek your face, we will find that as we seek you first and your righteousness and your kingdom, all these other things are going to be added. We give you honor and praise and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to begin by sharing one verse of Scripture from the book of Psalms. That's Psalm 130, verse 3. And I want you to think about this. And of course, the Bible I use is the King James. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? And the should mark iniquities or count sins or begin to number transgressions. What is David saying here? That we, in our human nature, will, because we all fall short of the glory of God, We will be in our original state without Jesus. We have condemnation upon us because we are the children of Adam and Eve. Our first parents' sin and that separation from God, the darkness over our spirit, the deadness of the spirit and our mind, we have no access to the life of God. But when we realize our condition, like the prodigal son, when he came to his senses, the scriptures tell us, he returned to his father, and the father was waiting to receive him with open arms, not with condemnations, not with saying, well, I hope you learn your lesson, son. No, he called for a grand party, the fatted calf to be killed, put a robe and sandals and a ring on his finger. There's more joy in heaven when one sinner repents, beloved. And so every one of us are guilty before God. But even after we sin, John tells us that if anyone says they're without sin, they're a liar, because we will, with our carnal nature, we don't want to as children of God, but we lose our temper, we get impatient, we do things that we should not do because we're not fully redeemed yet. Our spirit is alive and well and born again and completely righteousness with the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we can come before the Father. That's why we can pray, because the Father sees us with the righteousness of Jesus. We have been cleansed to the uttermost. However, when we do commit a sin, beloved, it's important that we continually walk in a state of humility, of repentance. Him that thinks that he stands, let him take heed lest he fall. There's nothing more diabolical, more insidious, or more dangerous than spiritual pride, that you think you've got it all together. But for the grace of God, when you look at the worst sinner, that could be you. It's only God's intervention in your life. And so we have to understand that when we do commit a sin, when we lose our temper on the freeway with that guy who cut you off, nearly caused an accident, we have to be willing to say, Lord, please forgive me. When we say things we shouldn't say, when we think, have attitudes that are wrong against the scriptures, we have to be willing to come to the Lord and repent. Lord, if you should mark transgressions, who shall stand? None of us. But thank God, we can come to the Lord and ask forgiveness. And then it says he puts our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them against us again. But what I want to do in beginning today and as we go on in the week, to talk about freedom from guilt. And I want to share some passages found in Romans, the 8th chapter, and I want to read verses 31 and 32. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? That's another message in itself. But what is Paul saying here? He is saying God is for us, and who can be against us? Well, any who are against us, think about this. If you're a child of God, they're actually against God. Because you are the anointed of God, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. God fights for his children. He fights for his anointed. The God who did the most marvelous thing in the entire universe, in all of recorded time, did the greatest thing. Why? Because he didn't spare his own son, and he allowed him to be born of a virgin, and he lived a normal human life. At the age of approximately 30 years old, he began his public ministry, and he was willing to die and to be obedient even unto the shame and death of the cross. And then he rose again to go victorious back to his Father. He who didn't spare his own son will give us everything we need when we face opposition. everything that we need for life and godliness, for our godliness, for our spiritual walk, and for this very natural life in which we live. We don't have to worry about our provision. God will provide our home. He will provide sustenance. We may go through difficult times. At times, our faith will be tested. But, you know, years ago, we used to sing that old song, "If I Never Had a Problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do." He will never desert. He will never forsake. He will never fail you. But what about this subject of guilt? Have you ever done something you wish you hadn't? Before you were saved, or even after you were saved? In fact, sometimes my greatest grief, because I knew better, is when I've sinned after I became a Christian. Well, if you've ever felt that way, if you ever wish that you could just erase from your memory some of the things that you have done, if you feel guilt and shame just thinking about it as I'm speaking to you, then this message is for you. Let me ask a question. Have you responded to God's conviction, confessed your sin, and received forgiveness? Just talking about this now, how do you feel? Do you suddenly have feelings of guilt? Do you ever feel guilty even when you don't think you've done anything wrong? Beloved, if this fits you, and I think we've all been in that place at one time or another, then I do invite you, as I bring this broadcast to a close, to tune into the broadcast tomorrow as we get into this, to give you real, solid, biblical truth and knowledge about how you can be forever set free from that guilt and from that fear and that shame that the devil would have you walk in. But for now, I want to invite you to write and share your prayer requests. And if any time also, if you miss a broadcast or you want to rehear, please feel free to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast. They are archived there, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. Praise God. It's a joy to be able to minister to you. I really pray that you will make every effort to join me tomorrow. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. UCM partners, I'm so grateful and thankful to the Lord for you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.